know how much a pizza costs? About 10 bucks. In a month, if you get three, it's 30 bucks. The same cost, roughly less. You can own a computer. The iMac is less than $30 a month. Can you imagine? For the same cost as three pizzas, you own a computer. Now you're on the internet. Now you're emailing everybody in the world. You're playing the greatest games. You're empowered. Your vision is expanded. You're collaborating with people. It changes your life in a million ways. So budget yourself. Skip the pizzas and get the computer. Hot, fresh, out of the box. Even, you know, put anchovies on if you want.
Hello, and welcome to the CoolCast, the best 30-plus minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Erfan Elijah. I'm joined by a wonderful crew of merry men. Alex is also here. Heath is here. Alex.
Greetings, Governor.
Leander Caney is here.
Leander. Hi, Erfan.
Buster Hein is here. Buster.
Hey, guys.
And a very warm gobble gobble, y'all, to all our listeners out there munching down on that turkey. It's a very special Thanksgiving episode. We're going to double down on some goblin for y'all. And before we hop into the show, I want to say thanks to our sponsor, Fracture, for supporting this episode. Fracture is pretty neat, guys. They print your photos directly onto glass, so they really pop. And they come ready to hang on your wall or sit on your desk. They come in a variety of great sizes, small, medium, and large. Really big ones, actually, if you're into hanging some big pictures on your wall. They make great gifts, too, and the photos really pop. So when you hang them on your wall or on your desk, they're going to look really, really nice. And plus, it's kind of like what's the application on the Mac that plays video that I can't remember? QuickTime! That plays video. I'm like, what am I thinking of? You know, like when you play a video and it has no border? It's kind of like that. It's just a borderless, wow, beautiful frame, and you can just hang it anywhere. It looks good. Check it out, fracture.me. That's .me. And you can save 15% off any order with code CULTCAST at checkout. I want to thank Fracture for supporting this episode. I can't believe I forgot the name of QuickTime. My favorite part is how high and dry you guys left me when I couldn't remember what it was. I was like, what is it? Crickets.
You came up with it, though.
You guys didn't know what I was talking about, did you?
No, I was thinking iMovie.
That's okay. I recovered nicely, I might add. We got a lot of great stuff to talk about this show on our Thanksgiving special episode. So we're going to be talking about some Apple news, of course. 4K video on the iPad Air 2 and the iPhone 6. And we're going to hop into our gift guide. So we're going to be talking about all the gifts that we would like to get ourselves. So, you know, if you're looking for a gift for someone in your family, I think you'll enjoy this segment because I got some great picks. And I know that Buster and Alex wrote some gift guides on Cult to Mac as well. So you guys will be covering some of your favorite ones there. But I thought we could start by maybe imagining Tim Cook in his house right now, and he's getting ready for his Thanksgiving dinner. And I was thinking this to myself the other day. He's obviously going to be wearing a apron that says "Kiss the Cook." Agreed.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I was trying to imagine the kind of holiday foods Tim Cook would serve. In my imagination, he's not a big turkey guy. So
no, he's super healthy. He's eating like sushi and.
Super Thanksgiving?
Yeah, dude.
Do you think he's eating a tofurkey?
I was thinking he's going to be definitely mentioned on some tofurkey.
Okay.
Or tofu.
And there's going to be an assortment of steamed vegetables. Maybe some mini carrots. Right. And he's definitely going to be tucking in his napkin into his shirt before he begins. And he's going to have a lovely time. But, you know, of course, as he does every year before everyone starts eating, he always says a soft little gobble gobble, y'all. Everyone laughs jovially.
Well, who's going to be there? Is it Phil Schiller and Eddie Q?
No, Phil Schiller is going to be at like a buffet. He's going to be there at a buffet. He's going to be throwing down, eating all sorts of meats. He probably eats like a Viking. Don't you guys think? Like he just grabs
Right, yeah.
He's got the goblets.
Giant more wine! Wine! Yeah, he barks out orders like Robert Baratheon.
Kingslayer, get in here!
In Game of Thrones. Anyway, we hope you guys are enjoying time with your family or maybe just surviving it. So without further ado, let's go ahead and do a little bit of news cruise, eh, fellows? Let's jump into... Actually, Buster, why don't we start with this? iPad Air, iPhone 6, secretly supporting 4K video.
They do. They secretly support 4K video playback, even though Apple didn't say anything about it.
So, but you can actually... The playback on the screens wouldn't really show in 4K because they don't have 4K screens.
Right.
So what would you do with this?
Yeah, so I'm not... playing it back on the iPhone isn't that interesting, but like the option of like perhaps an Apple TV with an A8 processor would have 4K output for like 4K TVs and stuff.
So this was a big story this week, got shared a ton, and I'm imagining it's because it kind of alludes to the fact that maybe we will get a 4K Apple TV in some capacity. Yeah, I mean,
why not? I mean, they just have the 5K iMac, so right. You could all, you know, I think it's probably definitely coming to iTunes in the future and Apple TV.
Well, if you couldn't stream 4K television or 4K video, I should say, to your Apple TV, what else would you do with it?
With 4K playback?
Yeah, I mean, what else could you possibly do?
I don't know. It's just there, man.
Well, I mean, I obviously want it to be there.
Well, there's some apps that can supposedly can record video in 4K. I don't believe it, but so I guess for that as well, it could be useful. I don't know. I mean, 4K video files are so huge is the big problem. You know, like even like a 3-minute video is like 400 megabytes, so I don't think anybody's going to want to actually store them on their phone.
Yeah, unless you have like the 128 gig version or something.
Yeah.
So you tested out an iPad Air 2, an iPhone 6, an iPhone 6 Plus, and they all had support for 4K?
Yeah, these guys tested out the iPhone 6, the people that make Walter. It's kind of like Discade or iMazing. Mm-hmm. And then Tracy, Leander's wife, tested it on her iPad Air 2.
Oh,
well, actually, I did it.
I was going to say, actually, really? Tracy did it?
Tracy's doing investigative reporting.
Yeah, right.
She dumped it on me.
I tried to get Tracy to do it, and you needed a Mac, and she was trying to do it all from the iPad, and it totally didn't work. It was awesome.
I have an iPad Air, too. If you want to run that stuff by me, I'm happy to help out. Okay, so cool. So 4K support has been secretly snuck in there. But we don't really know what it's going to be used for yet, so that'll be interesting.
Well, I want a 4K TV for Thanksgiving. I mean, for Black Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Now is the time to buy stuff for Black Friday, Leander. And for those listening, obviously, now's the time.
I'm wrestling really with my conscience, though, because, it seems to be so indulgent.
I mean, it is indulgent, but... If you need something for your house, I'm not saying you have to go overboard and buy everything, but if you need something or there's something that you've wanted for a while, now is the absolute best time to buy anything. I'm getting like an email every 10 minutes from all these different vendors. You're like, hey, 50% off this, right. 80% off that. And I'm not above macing a grandma in the face to get an item that I want from Best Buy.
Right. And trampling people. Well, I want one of those 75-inch curved, 4K TVs, which is going to look really weird. In fact, I'm kind of too ashamed to put it in my house. I'm going to have to put it in a cupboard somewhere.
Why do you want a curved TV?
Because I stood in front of one at Best Buy and I was absolutely mesmerized.
Because mine's flat, yeah. And that's so 2014.
Yeah. At CES, when we get to stand, it's like a different experience. You're standing inside the screen a little bit.
Yeah, and it's hallucinatory too. It's really weird and trippy.
Especially when Leander does his grade A medical peyote and puts on Alice in Wonderland and just stares there.
It's like kind of what it's like. It's a weird window into a hyper real world.
I think it is much more immersive. I really do. The only thing is, I've heard people say that when you're not sitting directly in front of it, it can be the aspect ratio looks funky and everything looks squished, and so it probably depends on.
Well, unless you.
But it's 75 inches.
The screen,
so,
you can't tell anyway.
I guess 75 inches is like the width of your living room. So no matter where you are, you'd be sitting in front of it directly. That is a massive television. And now you're kind of making me want one too. Mine's only 50 inches.
Well, they're going to be offering some 4K TVs. Pretty big ones too, I think, are going to drop below a grand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, which is kind of... Tracy will only, maybe castrate one, maybe not both if I do that. I've been mentioning it to her, you know, for several weeks, and it's firmly a no. I'm hoping that she'll warm up to it.
You have to whack her over the head with a mallet, and then when she wakes up, have the television sitting there, and convince her that it's just always been there.
Right. Yeah. That's gonna work.
Yeah. And as long as you don't get caught, I mean, it's totally legal. I've been indulging in all sorts of Black Friday purchases. I got myself some hard drives. I mean, I'm feeling kind of bad, like you too, Leander. I'm kind of like, I don't probably need some of this stuff, but it's so cheap. That really what I need doesn't matter anymore.
Right. It's just what you want.
It's I have to have these Christmas slippers. No, I got a 5 terabyte hard drive for $130. 5 terabytes.
5 terabytes. That's crazy. Yeah.
5 terabytes for $130. I don't need a new TV. I'm not buying one. But if you are buying one, now is obviously the best time. And if you need a cheap TV, I've seen TVs for like $100. 32-inch TVs for $100 for a flat screen TV.
Yeah, you can get like 50. There's a 50-inch Panasonic at Best Buy that's $200.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Well,
Panasonic make nice TVs.
They do. Yeah, they make really, I mean, they probably have good TVs and then really bad TVs too. And then I always love seeing the brands that you've never heard of, and they're really dirt cheap. Like Newegg is selling I think a TV brand called Chang Chong.
No. And
I'm dead serious.
Sounds like a brand of fortune cookies.
I've never heard of this brand. And these
bad fortune cookies.
These TVs are dirt cheap. I mean, you could buy like a 40-inch, 50-inch television for $200, $300. I mean,
yeah, it's crazy cheap.
I would imagine that's how much it costs to ship a TV like that big.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, it's probably going to break after.
Well, I bought a crazy TV at the weekend of the flea market. It's a totally transparent old CRT.
Yeah, why would you ever want to bring one of those into your home? I'm trying to get rid of them.
When I interviewed the Apple designers, they were telling me, Doug Satzka told me that they based the iMac on this egg-shaped TV, transparent TV, this plastic TV. And I thought, well, wow, this is the TV that inspired the iMac.
Oh, so you just happened to run across it at a flea market?
I did, yeah. And the guy wanted $25, and I took him down to $25.
Nice.
And then on the way back, I'm like, hold on, wait a second. You know, like it was an RCA TV, the one I bought, and then I remembered it was a Thompson that was the one that inspired the iMac. Mm-hmm. Anyway, cut a long story short, I checked the date. It was made in 2008, 10 years after the iMac. So instead of it being the machine that inspired the iMac, it was the machine that ripped. It was the TV that ripped off
the iMac. Well,
but anyway, it gets more interesting. So I did a little when I got home. Did a little research. It turns out it's a prison TV. It's a TV they make for prisons.
Oh, wow. So is it have like reinforced casing or something?
No, it's transparent, so you can't stash anything inside it, right? No weapons or contraband.
So and you then can't the hide your shit in there.
Yeah, right. And then he scratched his prisoner number on the top of it and his name.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
You actually got a sweet deal right there. You got a you got a TV and a great story for $25.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And possibly some meth. You need to crack that thing open and see what's inside.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's empty. You can see.
Maybe a rock hammer or something is in there. All right. Well, let's move on. I wanted to talk about this Amazon story that came out this week. So according to the New York Post, Amazon is readying a new television streaming service. This is going to be in addition to and probably independent of their Prime or their Amazon Instant Video service, which you get for free if you're a Prime subscriber. Have you guys heard anything about this?
I don't. So you're saying this is going to be different than Amazon Video?
Yes, and here's why. So they're going to be competing with Netflix, and the price is either going to be much lower than Netflix, or it will be lower and include ad support, so you'll be able to watch ads to kind of like subsidize the service, or it actually might be free, and then it will be ad supported like Hulu, but just like Netflix. So you'll have access to a broad array of television shows and movies, but you'll have to watch ads. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, that's cool, I guess.
Really? Would you be up to watch something like that?
I mean, it's not really that exciting. Like, Hulu already exists. I'm not really sure that I don't know.
Amazon's library has been pretty good. I mean, I like that stuff they have on Prime. They have a great bunch of great stuff.
Yeah, no, they do. But, I mean, it's pretty close to Netflix. I feel like they might have a couple things that are different.
It's better. It's much better than Netflix. It's like, really? If I can't find something on Netflix, invariably I can find it on Amazon Prime. Huh.
Amazon is getting a lot better, for sure.
All the HBO stuff, too. They got way better stuff.
Yeah, but they don't
have... Yeah, it's a way better library.
They just don't have Netflix's exclusive content, right? Like House of Cards and stuff.
Yeah, House of Cards and maybe Blinky Blinders. Those are the only shows
I
would miss.
But they do get HBO's exclusive content.
Oh, do you like Blinky Blinders?
I haven't watched enough of it yet, but I'm like a few episodes in.
Is that that British show?
So far.
It's a British show, right?
Yeah, it's like the British Deadwood.
I keep hearing about that show.
Yeah.
Great, it's brilliant.
It's called Blinky Blinders?
Peaky
It's the dude from Inception. Who played like the young rich guy? Mm-hmm. He's in it. It's like a gangster TV
Tom
show.
Tom Hardy, right? Tom Hardy?
No, not Hardy. He was the young billionaire's son who was inheriting it all that they were trying to incept.
Oh.
He's more famous for 28 Days Later and a whole
bunch of stuff. Right, yes. Thank you.
He was a bad guy in one of those dreadful.
He's great. He was in Scarecrow.
He is good. Yeah, that one.
I forgot. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised he showed his wiener off in 28 Days Later. Total aside, I just watched that movie again the other day, and I was like, whoa, wiener alert. Jeez, ain't nobody trying to see that. Anyway, let me continue on this story. So apparently Nielsen, you know, the Nielsen rating agency, is going to start rating shows on subscription services starting with Netflix. So now if something's popular... Nielsen will be able to tell. And so the idea is that Amazon is going to start being able to see what's popular and then sell advertisements on those particular streaming shows. The reason I was curious what you guys thought is because this sounded really cool to me at first, the idea that you could get a really low cost streaming service or potentially get it for free. But then I was kind of like, you know, if they start putting ads on here, aren't they eventually going to be inundated with ads? It's going to be just like television, except it's going to be on demand, except they're going to make you watch ads. So it's kind of like exactly like television.
And track your eyes.
And they'll track your eyes, yeah, and show you links and stuff. I don't mind seeing an ad once in a while, but isn't that why everyone's moving away from television? It's because they're tired of all the ads. I mean, besides being able to stream stuff on demand. And so for me, I'm kind of like, this seems like it might be cool, but I mean, man, I don't want ads to move from television to streaming. I don't want to watch ads. That's why I'm paying for content. And that's one of the reasons why I don't subscribe to Hulu is because... If you pay for Hulu, don't they still show you ads? Anyone
if you're paying for it? Yeah, totally.
Yeah. They just give you access to more content, right?
Right, yeah. You get like more than like the last five episodes of a show.
Okay, but then you still have to watch ads. To me, that seems kind of weird. I mean, do you guys mind seeing ads when you pay for content?
I do, yeah. I mean, with Hulu Plus, it does feel like a ripoff because I think it's like $7.99 or something
that. Do you remember when Hulu used to be like for free? It was like one ad. Like you watched one 10-second ad at the beginning of like a show.
How many is it now?
It's like probably six.
Okay, that's exactly my point. Is it, you know, cable television when it started didn't have ads. That you're paying for television. Now cable is inundated with ads. If you start a streaming service with ads, eventually they're just going to keep putting more and more and more and more ads in, because that's what they do. They just need to keep maximizing their profit, right? So for me, this whole service idea is a little bit strange. Anyway, I wanted to get your thoughts on it, but you guys don't seem to be that particularly bothered by it.
It's not that big of a deal. There are so many streaming services to get your attention these days. I mean, I feel like anybody can find something they need or what's good for them.
As usual, I'm outraged, and you guys seem slightly indifferent.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that, Leander?
Well, you have a low threshold for outrage. Everything gets on you.
What do you mean by that?
T-Mobile ads. We're just like given over to the reality of modern life that you have to, you know, you got to watch the ads. Yeah. I don't mind that. You know, like, isn't it about time ads got better? Because, you know, there's a whole, there's such a huge gulf between good ads, which people actually seek out.
Yeah,
you know, and post up. Someone, did you see that? Talking to Sonos, right? Sonos, my favorite company after Apple.
Oh Lord, here we go.
Have you seen their latest ad? It's great. It's really good ad.
Uh-huh.
It's worth watching. You know, I watched it a couple of times, and if an ad's good, you see this all the time. People share good ads. they go viral, don't they?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I don't even mind watching good ads. If they're artistic in nature, or they're entertaining in some way, you know, or they're really actually creative, then you're right. You want to share them. Like, you actually like to watch them.
Like when Jean-Claude Van Damme did that one ad for BMW or whatever, where he Volvo, where he was straddling the two semis.
I didn't see this ad.
I've had my ups and downs, my fair share of bumpy roads and heavy winds. That's what made me what I am today.
Yeah, he's like it got shared so much because it was so good. It's just
he
him
was
like
doing like his Jean-Claude Van Damme splits on between them.
Yeah, between two moving semis going down the road.
It was Van awesome. Damage.
And it was to show off. It was brilliant because it was to show off Volvo's new like power steering. Their like correctional steering or whatever. It was great.
Oh my gosh! Dude, I just rewatched Bloodsport.
It says he represents the Tanaka clan. You don't look like Tanaka.
That movie's got it. I don't know if you guys remember that movie with that big dude from Revenge of the Nerds, Ogre. And they're like they're fighting in the Kumite, and it's super duper 80s, and like there's probably about 15 to 20 minutes of montage of just Jean-Claude Van Damme doing splits on things and blocking punches with blindfolds on. I can't believe that movie didn't win an Oscar.
I've never seen it. What's it called? Bloodsport.
Oh my gosh. Leander, if you haven't seen Bloodsport, I promise
I've never seen any Van Damme movies, to be honest.
You've never seen a Van Damme movie.
I know. I
don't think I have either.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, you, sir. That's a travesty. Alex, you haven't seen them either?
I don't think so, man.
Well,
yeah, I used to love those as a kid, man.
Van Damme movies, they're like the worst movies ever, but they're so bad they're good.
Yeah.
So you gotta watch them. Start with Bloodsport. I think it's on Netflix, and it's a fantastic movie. It's classic Van Damme.
Classic Van Damme. Okay.
Classic Van Damme. All right. Okay. Well, hey, before we move into our gift segment, this is gonna be fun. So I've got some. I kind of thought about the gifts that I would want to get from people. You know, I'm hard to shop for. I bet you guys are too, because we're really into tech and we know the kind of things that we want, right? And then people that don't know about tech have a hard time buying stuff for us. So I thought it'd be cool to come up with some ideas of things that we would like to get, and we'll hop into that segment in just a sec. But before we do, I want to thank Fracture for supporting this episode. Hey, you know what? Fracture is really
talking about good ads.
This is going to be, I'm doing the splits right now. So just imagine me doing the splits between two chairs. That will really spice up this ad. No, actually, genuinely, I think Fracture is really cool. I love having picture products around my house. You know, I like getting pictures printed and hanging them because you have them all on your phone. And what do you do with them on your phone? You upload them to some digital service, and every once in a while, you might take a look at them. So I like having something static, you know, something a little bit vintage sitting on the wall. Fracture is really cool because unlike a lot of other services, or like if you were to go to Costco or something and just have a photo printed, and then you have to get it framed, Fracture actually prints the photo via their high-tech process directly on the glass. So you could kind of consider this similar to like an iPad. You know how when they removed the air between the screen and the glass and it made it much more higher resolution? In fact, they just did this on the iPad Air too. They laminated the screen to the glass. In that same way, it makes the photo easier to see. It makes it pop more. It makes it more colorful. It makes it more beautiful. So you're essentially just hanging a piece of glass on your wall. You're sitting it on your desk. And it's really beautiful. They don't have any like wood or anything around them. They don't have a frame around them. It's just a single piece of glass. And when you order one, Fracture actually includes the hook so that you can hang it in the wall. You don't even need any additional hardware. They include everything you need. And they're available in a multitude of sizes. So you can get small ones. I think they have one that's 6 inches. They have one that's 14 inches, which is actually going to be the one that I'm going to be ordering. I think they call it the classic size. And you can put them on your desk, put them on your wall, and they make great gifts. I mean, and now's the time to buy gifts for people, right? Because it's Black Friday. You're going to be shopping for someone. If you have a significant other, if you have a mom, dad, grandparent, and you're like not really sure what to get them, I always get my mom pictures of my dog because she really loves my dog. We call it her hairy granddaughter because she loves my dog so much, and she's always asking for pictures of my dog. So oftentimes, I just get her picture of my dog, Wetlander.
Well, that sounds perfect. Because, you know, like every year, you do the same thing. And, like, the best gifts are things like, books. Every year, I mean to make photo books for people of, like, of their grandkids and stuff like that. Yeah. But, I only remember this on Christmas Eve.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, no, I did it again.
Dude, so, and photo books are a ton of effort. Have you ever tried to build a photo book?
Well, they can be, and they, depends. But if you do it right, it can be a ton. Yeah, it's a ton of effort. If you want to do it.
They have some, like, auto layouts, don't they, where you can
right.
hit a button.
Okay, but then it sucks in all those pictures that you don't want to be shared. And, So if you want to do it properly, it can be a lot of effort.
So if you want to do something simple, you want to do something fast, I think one picture is definitely a good way to go. Check them out. Head on over to fracture.me. That's .me. And you can upload a photo from Facebook, from your computer, from Instagram, I believe, and play around with it, create a product. And if you create something and you're like, this is what I want to order this, you can save 15% off any order. Just enter code CULTCAST at checkout. You'll save 15%. I want to thank Fracture for supporting this episode. That's fracture.me. Okay, guys, let's move on into, speaking of gifts, gifts we would want to receive. I'm particularly hard to shop for because, especially this time of year, you know how there's like that thing called re-gifting? Well, when it comes to Black Friday, I'm doing all this me-gifting. So I'm buying all the things that I want.
And yourself.
Amen.
Because I know the things that I want never get actually purchased for me, because right. I'm really particular. So does anyone want to start with a gift idea that they think would be cool to receive? Buster, Bustier, Chayne?
Yes, sure. Okay, I got something simple. I've been testing out the new Olo clip for iPhone 6 mm-hmm. Plus, and it's like way better, I think, than the last ones because it works on your front cam as well as the rear cam, and it's super
nice.
Easy to transport now. Like, they've done a heck of a job like making like the design a little bit like, more user friendly, I think. And it's only $80. So if you know somebody that really likes iPhone photography or really likes Instagram and stuff like that, it's a pretty good buy for them.
I agree. I'm also testing the Olo clip and I like it.
Can I test one?
I like the new design a lot.
How is it different than the old one?
So like the old one, it used to just come on like the corner, like if you just used to like flip it like right on the corner of the lens.
Yeah.
Now it's like one. Like both lenses are on the same piece still, only instead of it just being for the corner, it's like it just goes over the top part of the phone, the front and the back.
So does it go over the entire top part?
Yeah, not over the entire, but it's much bigger now. I think the glass is also a little bit bigger than the other lenses too.
Nice.
It's still not as good as the Moment lens, but it's good.
Well,
it's
that
only
lens is
$80,
isn't it, Alex? That
yeah.
one that you
yeah.
Had
well,
was
Moment's
gigantic.
Moment's a lot more expensive, and I don't like the way that you have to. They have this mounting plate that you have to apply with adhesive to the back of your phone, and it doesn't.
Oh.
It works with Apple's case, but it doesn't work with a lot of other cases. So, and then also once you put that thing on, it's not like you can switch between the Olo clip and the Moment lens. It's like you've kind of committed to the Moment lens only. So, it's kind of a bummer.
Alex, did you have another pick, or were you going with Buster's as well?
I have another pick.
Okay.
What's I was yours? Just agreeing with Buster.
Okay, cool.
Well, I'm going to go off of my college gift guide that I put on the site a couple days ago and I'm going to do two subscriptions. So if you have a college email address that still works, that you have access to, you can get Spotify for $4.99 a month instead of $9.99, which is the cheapest you can get any music streaming service like that. So that's really good. And then also, this is also for anybody in general who's wanting to do some Black Friday, Cyber Monday shopping, is get yourself a free 6 months Amazon Prime subscription if you don't already have it. Because you get it for 6 months for free, and it gives you two-day free shipping on anything, mostly anything you could order off Amazon.
Wait, sorry, can I interrupt you? So you said they're giving it away for free for 6 months?
Yeah, man, they always
dude,
do that.
No brainer.
They
no
always
brainer.
Do that.
Go stop, press pause, and
right.
go get an Amazon Prime
yeah,
subscription.
Especially with what's coming up this weekend, like all the deals. Amazon has the best Black Friday
they
deals,
do.
I'm convinced.
And they
like,
have new ones every hour. It's
yeah,
like every
their
hour
Black Friday
deals
are ridiculous. I was talking about this in the pre-show, but like I just got like 20 Blu-rays for like $100 because they were all like $4 with free shipping. So Amazon's got great stuff. I'm actually really tempted. Right now they have the Breaking Bad Collector's Edition barrel. Like it comes in a barrel.
It's a mess barrel here.
Yeah.
Is it really? Like,
it's 16 Blu-rays with 50 hours of behind-the-scenes footage and a two-hour documentary about how the show came to be. And they're selling it for $150, which is 50% off of the – it's normally $300.
Damn. So, and it comes in a white barrel, you said?
It comes in a big black barrel, and you get a Los Pollos Hermanos apron, and you get little Breaking Bad coasters.
Do you get one of those little bell things with the little
I think fingers? It does have a bell. I think it does. But it's awesome, and I'm really tempted to get it. But that's just one of the many amazing deals you can get on Amazon.
I mean,
but yeah,
mention you get Amazon Instant Video for free.
Exactly, which is like Netflix.
Exactly like Netflix. You get access to HBO's entire historic catalog of content on Amazon Instant Video.
Right. So, and if you're a student, the year-long subscription is $49, and then it's regularly $99. But you get 6 months for free, which is just crazy.
Wow.
So,
once you get used to 2-day free shipping on
everything, I know, it's awesome. Yeah, because it's like,
what are you going to do after that?
Well, and it pays for itself in the long run. If you use Amazon a lot, it pays for itself with just your shipping that you're saving.
Totally. And if someone's going to ship something to me and they're like, it's going to take 7 days, I'm like, 7 days?
No.
Well, it means the trouble is that everything you do becomes, you know, you buy on Amazon and that's like, you know, jar of mayonnaise, free shipping, 2 days, okay. You know,
it's probably the most brilliant business decision they've ever made because, like, all the studies say that Amazon Prime members spend like 200% more on Amazon than everyone else, and you know they're making all that money back. So
oh yeah. I mean, I buy everything on Amazon if I can. Every time I need gear or anything, it's like, and Amazon has really good prices too. So oftentimes, if you get free shipping, especially,
it's often cheaper. Better than anywhere you could get it in stores. Yeah,
I mean, I have to pay sales tax on all of it, which sucks. But you guys don't, I don't think. Do you?
Yeah, they charge sales tax now. Yeah, that changed.
Okay. So I got a pick for you guys. My gift is very practical. I got tired of having those stupid 3-foot lightning cables that came with my iPhone and iPad, not allow me to use my device and have it charged at the same time. Because, you know, the outlet that you're plugging into is oftentimes on the ground. So 3 feet is just enough to have your device charging and have it sit on the table. So I went out on Amazon and found some great 8-foot lightning cables, and they're perfect because now when I plug my stuff in, you can have it plugged in the outlet. You can still use your iPad while it's charging. The brand that I found is called Gear Beast. They were available in different colors. They're black, white. I think they have like blue and red. They're M5 certified, so they're actually built to work with your iDevices. And they're $11. $11 for an 8-foot lightning cable. So if you're doing stockings this year and you need some good stocking stuffers for someone who has an iPhone or an iPad, that's my pick. They're eminently useful. I bought 2 of them, and I'm probably going to buy more because they're kind of nice just to have around the house when you want to charge your iPhone in another room or something. That's the Gear Beast Lightning Cable. What do you got?
Well, we've got some 10-foot cables on deals.cult of Mac.
Oh, even better.
Right. And they're only $18.99.
They're 10 feet?
Yeah, 10 feet.
Dear Lord.
I'm like you. Yeah, long cables are a lifesaver for sure.
They are. They are so useful, especially if you're going to be using them in your car or something. Like, let's say your kid's in the back seat and you want to have like your iPhone plugged into the cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
You need a long cable. So they can just go to deals.cultamac to find that, Leander?
Yeah, deals.cultamac.
Boom, shakalaka. Okay.
Right.
Leander, what's your pick?
I want a picture of your hairy daughter.
Do you?
Yeah, on glass.
Yeah, well, I can make that happen.
Those glass pictures sound like exactly what I want. That sounds perfect for me.
Well, fracture.me, Leander, and use code CULTCAST at checkout. You'll save 10%. How about a picture of me shirtless standing next to Buster, standing next to my butler, who's also shirtless? How does that sound to you?
No, that's not really what I want, no.
Well, I can get some sweet pictures of Buster, maybe like shirtless in the wild.
Actually, some of Buster's pictures of, you know, the Grand Canyon and the Havasu Falls. Yeah. Yeah. Buster's pictures are always astonishing.
Yeah, that's a good point. And if you get lucky, his dog will be in it. So then you have all sorts of things to look at.
Take it from behind. Yeah. I don't really want that.
But no, you could definitely print some off Instagram. So we should get some of those. Buster, we need to hook up Leander.
Okay.
With some shirts.
We need to get some of those.
Some dog pics.
Yeah, we need to get some of those with hearts prints. Some prints of Instagram prints.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, that's that listening, needs to be his brand, Prince of Instagram.
Yeah. If you're listening, Prince, mwah.
Oh my gosh. His just keep getting better and better, huh?
Yeah, he's the prince.
I always leave comments in his Instagram feed, but I'm sure he doesn't see them because he gets like 2,000 comments.
Yeah, I always just say prince on all of his photos. That's it.
That's all, you just leave that one word and move on?
Yeah.
Leander, did you have another pick or are you sticking with that?
No, I'd like a nice mountain bike.
Oh, that would be great.
Isn't Jim the hookup for that? Doesn't he know where to get that?
Well, yeah, but then he gets into his other friends.
What?
That's he's got cool. He's got bikes coming out every day, but then they go out to these people who test them out, you know, like as he points out, I'd have to actually ride it because these are all test units, you know, so I'd have to actually ride it and then write a review. And
does he review bikes somewhere?
Yeah,
on Element, okay, his other blog.
Cool. Man, that electric bike that I tested this year was just
awesome.
Yeah, the Curry Tech turbo something, I can't remember the name of it now, but that thing was a blast. If you got an extra $3,000 or $4,000 sitting around, an electric bicycle is the perfect gift. If you're into bike riding, those things are incredible. Buster, you got another pick for us?
Yeah, I got another pick. You know, if you know somebody that likes to drink beer, I would recommend.
I like to drink beer.
Yeah.
What do you got
for me? Like craft beer, draft beer or anything?
Heck yeah.
There's a 64-ounce stainless steel insulated growler from Mir. It will keep your cold beers cold for 24 hours, so you can take it wherever and have that draft beer anywhere.
Now, for those people that don't know what a growler is, can you explain what a growler is?
So, like a growler, it's like growlers have become more popular recently. It's, you know, like usually they're glass, and you know they have a little thumb knob at the top, and you fill alcohol with it, and you take it from like Total Wine or, you know, any other like beer place that sells beer, and you can get it filled with draft beer from the tap instead of having like bottled beer. So that way it's fresher.
So you get it like, you get a big old bottle of beer. It's, first of all, it's always cheaper too.
Yeah.
And it's just fresh. I mean, that's like the way to go, right? Fresh, cheap beer.
Then you just bring your growler back every time, get new draft beer.
Yeah, booyah. So that's great if you're going to go camping or hiking or something.
Yeah.
How do you spell it? Is it M-I-I-R?
Yeah, M-I-I-R.
And what was the name of the product again?
Just the insulated growler.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay, perfect. How much is it?
$50
$50. Okay. Hey, it's Black Friday. You might be able to get it for even cheaper. This is actually the perfect time to do a gift guide because all these things that we're talking about very likely might be a lot less expensive by the time you hear this show. Alex, what else you got?
More gift stuff. Let's see.
Okay. Throw it at me.
You know,
get me something stinky.
I really love the AeroPress for making coffee.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if any of you guys have used it, but it's basically a cheap man's French press. But it's really efficient. It's only like $25 on Amazon. And there's this whole like underground community of people that have created all these cool recipes. You can make all these fancy drinks with it, or you can just do regular drip coffee, and it makes a really good cup of drip coffee. I use it almost every morning. So if you're not making like a huge pot for a lot of people, or you don't like, you know, you don't drink 4 cups at a time, it's great for that. And you just need a grinder and the AeroPress itself and the coffee and some boiling water and you're set. So, and there's even an app called, I think it's called AeroPress Timer that, has all these different recipes and stuff. And it's a pretty cool little coffee maker. So it's $25 on Amazon, AeroPress.
I think Charlie Sorrell made me a cup of coffee.
Yeah, Charlie.
Get it for him and stuff. Yeah, it's good. Delicious, too.
Tasty.
If you search on Amazon or Cult of Mac, too, for AeroPress, we've got a big guide on how to use it right. So
actually, we probably should have mentioned this off the top. So, Buster, what was the name of the guide you wrote?
Trek-worthy gifts for your adventurer something like that.
So those are like outdoorsy type gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Alex, you wrote the college. Good gifts for your college kid, right?
Right, right.
Gotcha. Okay, so if you want to search those on Cult Mac. Lacani.
One more gift idea.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, there was that beer, talking of beer, that, you know, reminded me of that beer machine that Mark Newsom, you know, Apple's newest designer, designed. And it was for a big one. Was it for
Heineken?
Heineken. So, and it's like an espresso, you know, you put a capsule in and then it comes out with draft beer.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks amazing.
I wonder if it's any good.
It's Heineken, so.
Sure, it's awesome.
I mean, I'm sure it has chamfered edges. But I wonder if the beer tastes okay. I mean, Heineken, definitely not my favorite beer. I kind of think it tastes like morning breath.
Yeah, mine either. So, but you get like access to all their other flavors as well.
So you just hook this thing up to water and you put in a capsule and it pumps out a beer.
Yeah, it's like
I can't even imagine how this contraption works.
And it looks just like a Mac Pro too.
Right, on its side, it does.
And the LCD screen is a Retina display. Has a MagSafe adapter. This thing just keeps sounding better and better.
It's by Krups.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense because they make those little capsulated coffee machines.
Right. Yeah. When's this thing coming out, Buster?
I don't know if it's coming out this year or next year or what. I don't know if they've even said.
Yeah, I'm just trying to
I was just trying
now.
To find it. Yeah. I don't see it on their website, but maybe you can't get it in the US.
Alrighty, I got a couple more gifts here that I think are fantastic. So I got two products this year that I absolutely love, and they're related. So you guys know that I like lighting products, and you probably, if you listened for a while, you heard me talk about a laser that I could shoot into space and have it travel through space and time. Well, I've got two flashlights here that I absolutely love. They're LED flashlights. LED flashlights are cool. They use very low amounts of energy, and the technology has gotten to a point where they're incredibly bright, way, way, way brighter than filament bulbs. And the two that I have been using that I've absolutely been loving are by the brand Phoenix. That's Fenix. And these flashlights are available on Amazon. They're available at sporting goods stores. And the first one is called the PD35. It takes two CR123A batteries, or you can use a larger lithium ion battery. It's insanely bright. It's 960 lumens, which doesn't really sound like anything if you don't know what a lumen is. But if you're shining it in front of you, I mean, for like 200 feet, it will make everything super duper bright. You'll be able to see every little thing on the ground and the trees and the bushes. And the best part is it's really small and compact. It's a handheld flashlight, probably weighs about 7 ounces. It's completely waterproof up to 6 feet. You can drop it on the ground. It's drop proof up to like two meters or a meter or something. It's $59. It has six different brightness modes and a strobe mode and an SOS mode, I believe, if you get lost in the wilderness like Buster might eventually.
Never.
If you find a dead carcass in the desert with a beard attached to the skeleton, it's probably Buster. Really, really great flashlight, ultra portable. The other one is also made by Phoenix. It is the TK35 Ultimate Edition. Sometimes they refer to it as the TK35 UE. It's a little bit bigger. It takes a little bit more battery power, but this thing is 1,800 lumens. This thing is a beast. It is a beast. When you turn it on, it makes everything in front of you like daylight. It is incredibly bright. There's no way you could even look at this thing directly when it's on full power. It would blind you, probably. It's so bright.
Do you feel like Iron Man when you turn it on? You're like with your pulsar, boom.
I feel like Luke Skywalker, because it has such a strong beam of light. You can actually see it coming out of the flashlight, like a white beam, because the light beam is so powerful. It looks like a spotlight that like stores shine into the sky, you know, when they're having like a big sale or something. It's insane. Also waterproof, also drop proof. That's the Phoenix PD35 flashlight and then the Phoenix TK35 Ultimate Edition. The Ultimate Edition, I think, is $130. As I mentioned, the PD35, I think, is $59. probably my two favorite gadgets that I've got in the last year. So much fun. And if you hike or if you go out into the night a lot like Batman and you need some sort of illumination, these would be perfect. Who's next? Alex?
I think we've all gone twice.
All right, let's do one more quick round because I've got one more that I want to talk about.
I don't get anything.
All right, let me skip to you.
Okay. Yeah, can we skip that?
Yeah. Okay, let me wrap up with two quick ones. This one is this one's for you, Leander. I'm really into tea. Most people, everyone pretty much just assumes it's just Leander, the gov, who likes his cup of tea. Well, guess what? I like my cup of tea too, governor. I drink tea every day, and I really have been getting into loose leaf tea. Leander, what do you use to brew your loose leaf tea?
Loose leaf?
Yeah. What do you use? Tea bags?
Yeah. I haven't honestly had a cup of loose leaf tea for probably 25 years.
I thought that was a British thing. Is it?
The Queen and the aristocracy drink loose leaf tea. I drink builder's tea. You know, the stuff that leaves a nasty stain on your tea.
And comes in like a bag that's sewn out of burlap. You got holes in your shoes and stuff. Well, apparently I'm drinking it more in a aristocratic fashion. So I bought a brew in mug extra fine tea infuser. So basically this thing sits in a mug and you put your tea in and it has a little handle on it and it comes with a little lid and it's really great for brewing small amounts of loose leaf tea in a cup. And it works really well. It keeps the tea in the actual infuser itself so that the tea leaves don't escape and go into your cup. So when you're drinking your tea, you don't have leaves floating in it. It's the brand is called For Life, and it's, I think, $13. I recently got this thing, and if you're into drinking tea, all different kinds, really, really good gift. And I'll wrap up with this one. Did you guys ever read Calvin and Hobbes growing up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love Calvin and Hobbes. They're funny. They are poignant. They are great at illustrating what's great about life in little moments captured in these comics. And the complete Calvin and Hobbes hardbound books can be bought on Amazon right now for $94. And obviously, this wouldn't be a great gift for everybody. But if you know someone who likes to read and you know someone who likes Calvin and Hobbes, this would be a really, really wonderful gift. It's a really beautiful set. Again, it's hardbound. It looks really nice. And then every single comic that was ever written by Bill Watterson is in there. $94, kind of expensive, but I think it is on sale right now. I think normally it's more like $120, so this could be a good time to get your hands on that. And with that, that's all I got. Anyone else?
Oh, is that all? You don't want to go through a few more?
Okay.
You got more flashlights?
What's that?
You got more flashlights?
I got some more lasers. I got some flashlights.
I'd like to recommend Duracell batteries.
Well, very I prefer reliable. My batteries to keep on going and going and going, so I would have to say Energizer. Uh-huh. Yeah. No one has anyone else they want to pitch in before we go?
Nah.
No great gifts that you guys want for yourselves?
Oh, I would like the new Sony A7 Mark II camera. It's got the full sensor in like the tiny mirrorless body.
Oh,
just gorgeous. $1,700 though. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. See, I was trying to stay away from those kind of gifts because, like, who's going to buy that for someone, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to buy someone a $1,700 gift? Not me.
I don't like anybody that much.
Maybe Leander because he's pretty well off. He might buy those kind of gifts for his kids.
His kids are getting cold this year. They have not been good.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up there, eh, guys? Hey, that's all the Cultcast we have for you guys this week. But, you know, if you want to hang out with us on Twitter, we would love to hear what kind of gifts you would like to give to us for the holidays. Buster's BST3R. I'm at Arifon. Leander's L. Caney. Oh, sorry, my phone's going off. Alex Eve. And, of course, for all the best news, reviews, and how to use the world of Apple, make sure you're following Cult of Mac. This has been the Cultcast, the best 30-plus minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I hope you guys are having a great Thanksgiving. We want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. Double, double, y'all. Double, double. Oh, hey, happy birthday to listener Jason Dawson. Thanks for listening, Jason. Got to do that. That's okay. Worst hey, Jason, we're just going to insert it right here. Happy birthday, dude.
Little Earth.
That's me. The littlest Earth in the land.
Hmm.
I'm surprised you're joining us so early in the day.
I am too. It's like 3 o'clock.
Oh my gosh. Did you just wake up?
Yep.
You sound like you just woke up.
My voice has been kind of going in and out the last couple days.
No school today?
No, man. Thanksgiving break. I'm actually traveling. So
ooh!
I don't have my mic. I'm using my earbuds, so hopefully it sounds all right.
I can tell, but it doesn't sound terrible.
Okay.
It just kind of sounds like there's a little bit of background noise.
Yeah.
You got some good gifts picked out?
Yeah, I'm going to go off of my college gift guide,
Booyah!
I guess.
Yeah. I read that piece.
No, you didn't.
I did, actually. Spotify. I'm trying to recall some of the other ones. Yeah.
$4 a month for Spotify. Can't beat that.
For college kids, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because they don't give those away to everyone.
No.
And, you know, they do this check, too, to make sure you're actually in college, I hear.
Yeah.
Reportedly.
Yeah.
So you can't just go tell them you're in college.
Yeah.
But as long as
you have a college email address, that's all you need. So if you've, like, kept it from, like, I know some people hang on to theirs for a while.
Yeah, I don't know how people do that. My college, 2 months after I was out, churned off my college email address.
Yeah, I feel like most do. Yeah. And another one. It's Buster. Another one I'm going to choose is Amazon Prime because you get a 6-month free trial and it's great for Black Friday.
Heck yeah, I love Amazon Prime.
It's like if you don't have it, there's no reason to not get it during Black Friday.
That's what I'm saying.
I just got 100. I just ordered like 20 Blu-rays for $100, which sounds like a lot.
20 Blu-rays?
Yeah, dude, because they're all like $3.
What?
Amazon Blu-ray deals are off the chain this week.
Literally, off the chain.
Any
decent
Blu-ray you want.
It's been a long time since I bought a DVD.
Me too.
I only get Blu-rays from movies I really like, and there were a lot like Inglourious Bastards and like Django and Anchorman and all these movies I got for like $3.
So. Sometimes the Blu-rays, I feel like are too real, you know?
Yeah. I'll only buy a Blu-ray if it's under $10, so I got like 20 of them.
Damn, 20 Blu-rays for $100?
Well, it might have been like 130.
Yo, I gotta go soon. I'm getting like Black Friday emails every 10 minutes.
Black Friday fever.
I got some shiz I need to buy. I got the fever.
Hey, guys.
Hi. And the only cure...
Oh my god, it sounds terrible.
Yeah, you sound terrible as well.
Fucking duck, you're kidding me. I really...
Hold on. Yeah. Well, it usually takes a second to stabilize.
That sounds much better. Sorry, yeah. I've also got a mouthful of beef, nasty dried up beef jerky.
Oh, I love beef jerky. What kind is it?
Well, this is really foul.
Is that why you're stuffing your face with it so you can barely talk?
I know. I'm caught between spitting it out in disgust and my hunger.
What kind is it?
The hunger one. I can't. Hold on. I gotta go across the room to get it.
Okay.
That's some cheap, nasty stuff. Well, I gotta close the door anyway. Hold on.
Okay. You guys got gifts, Buster? You got gifts? Gifts for days?
Gifts for days.
Shiz. Seriously, I'm going crazy on these Black Friday deals. I can't wait.
Are you?
Oh, I love Black Friday. I don't want to ever set foot in a store, but the Black Friday online deals are my favorite thing all year long.
I'm about to go ham on the deals roundup.
Ham?
Yeah, what is that?
Ham?
Hard as a motherfucker?
Yeah, dude. Come on, I've already used off the chain and ham. I'm going to be throwing out all kinds of 90s references today.
Black frizzle.
Faux shizzle.
Faux shizzle. Leander, I got some sweet gift picks. They're going to be right up your alley.
Sonos?
Yeah. Oh, I'm picking a variety of Sonos products. Beef jerky is one of your picks. Whatever tea you have in your office. You know what? I would love to get beef jerky for Christmas. I love beef jerky. We have an Oboy Oberto outlet here. And if you're willing to throw down some ducats, you can walk away with all sorts of goodies.
What's it called? Who?
Do you know Oboy Oberto? Like that beef jerky company? It's one of the most popular ones. They sell all the stuff at grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
They have an outlet here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Outlet? You mean like a... Is that where they send all the stuff that didn't get sold?
It's like the stuff that people opened and then returned. So, like, you got to be careful when you're eating it because you're not sure if it's a piece of beef jerky or a Band-Aid. Yeah, you just spit the Band-Aid out. It's not a big deal.
Jesus, a Band-Aid would taste better than this stuff, man.
It might taste similar.